Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining me here on this, the very first episode of the IR Simplified podcast for 2019. Being at the top of January as we are, there's not much happening on the IR side of things. Everyone's still coming back to work, a little bit groggy and deciding what's happening for the year. So I thought I'd take this opportunity to give you a bit of a prediction of what's going to happen this year. Now, we know that there's an election coming up, and if the way that, if it plays out the way that the media is talking about it at the moment, it looks like that there's going to be a change of government. Now, what that means for us on the IR side of the table remains to be seen, because my thoughts are is that it depends on how much of a majority we know. The ALP will get a majority in the lower house, but it depends on how much of a majority that the ALP has in the Senate. If they control the Senate, then they may be more likely to push things through that they wouldn't have normally done if they had have had to rely on crossbenchers. Now, what that means for us, I have no idea. I can't imagine that they will go down too hard, follow down the path of the ACTU's demands for industry-wide bargaining and all that sort of stuff. There will be some changes. We know that Shorten is committed to reversing the public rates decision, and there was something about casuals and all that sort of stuff. But, you know, either way, there's going to be some changes happening. Now, I can't see, the changes happening too quickly. Though, you know, I could be wrong. As I said, obviously, it depends on how much of a majority he has, and what the union movement decides, and how much pressure they put on him after he's taken up residence in the lodge. Now, if I was any business owner today, I would be actually out there starting to batten down the hatches now, because we've got a couple of months before the election happens. So either way, whether, you know, the coalition of the LNP stay in power or whether it shifts to the ALP, there's going to be some changes. And the thing to do is now to get prepared for those changes now rather than playing catch up later on. Now, you know, I'm not saying that we should all run, crank it up to DEFCON 1 and run around in Oscar Sierra mode and all that sort of stuff. But it's the thing is that we do need to start, or you should start looking seriously at implementing policies more to mitigate, and practices rather than policies, practices more to mitigate the chances of things happening. Now, let's say that the ALP is successful and the ACTU do get their way and have industry-wide bargaining. Now, a switched-on businessman, business owner and managers and all that sort of stuff would be thinking, oh, you know what, that's going to have, a few problems for us. So, hey, let's go and knuckle down and get an enterprise agreement done now. So where are we? January. Let's say an election's called in May, which they're predicting. If the current leader of the lower house and the leader of the LNP, who is the prime minister, has any, strategic things about him, I'd be holding off for as long as I could. To try and swing more public perception onto their side. So that being said, so you've got 3 months. That's March, April, May, 5 months. My apologies, I lost track of where we are. You've got, 5 months to get an enterprise agreement, knocked out, get a four-year term going on then. So hopefully by then, depending on how hard that they go, you may not be impacted by the industry-wide bargaining. So, but that's the thing. Regardless of whether you think enterprise agreements are dead, buried, no longer being useful and whatever else, at this point in time, they are useful for business, because the last thing that you want to do is hold off or have an agreement that's coming up to its nominal expiry date and then get roped into this whole gamut of industry-wide bargaining and all that sort of stuff. Now, if you do have an enterprise agreement that is coming up for expiry in, let's say, 2 years' time, my thoughts are, and this is just my thoughts, it's for purely education and informational purposes only, is that I would start bargaining for one now, start going through the process. If you can get all signed off and all that sort of stuff in the next month or 2 months, apply to cancel the current agreement, which you can do. You can apply to cancel it, and then as soon as that's been cancelled, then you start the next one up. You apply to lodge or you have the application to approve that enterprise agreement. So, you know, then effectively, you know, you've got an enterprise agreement that was, you know, 2 years away from its nominal expiry date, but then bang, you start another one and you've got 4 years. So, as I said, that's just my thoughts. It is my thoughts and purely for informational or educational purposes only, and does not constitute any legal advice and all that sort of good disclaimer stuff that we need to put on things these days. Now, something else that I thought I would talk about is the casual decision. Now, I have a... you know, you wouldn't need a crystal ball to see that that's going to be causing havoc for employers this year. Now, you know, whether it's, you know, something that time has finally caught up to those who are going to be hit by it. Oh, well, I don't know. Maybe it's just the thing of, you know, complacency and become familiar with it. And then just, you know, it's slowly gotten to the point now where all these businesses are going to be hit by... those who are casuals on a regular and ongoing basis and, you know, can turn around and say, hey, well, you know, we want all the entitlements and all that sort of stuff that we're owed. If you're in that situation, I would be seriously looking at changing things up now, because it's better to turn around and stop it, do things differently now, make the casuals, you know, give them the insecure work. Don't turn around and, you know, have it turn out that... you know, they get their 15 hours a week or 15 hours a fortnight or whatever it is, because then that is regular ongoing and all that. Now, you know, I have ranted about this before, and I'm sure it's being done to death now, though with the regulation that's been put out, there's a good chance that it will come back and make the papers once Parliament starts again. There'll be a whole lot of discussion around that. But either way, I'd be having discussions with the workforce now and see what we can do, or what you can do to mitigate any impact or any damages it's going to cause to your business later on down the track. So coming up to, you know what, I'm having a feeling now that I might just end it here, otherwise I'm just going to start waffling about a whole lot of nothing that we don't really need to waffle about. What do we got? A bit over 7 minutes. You know what? I think that's well and good for our first episode. Next week, I don't know what's going to be happening next week, because it will depend on what happens in the world of industrial relations. So until then, thank you for listening, and bye for now.